Mayville Cardinals football team is advancing to level 2 of the Division 5 bracket after a 41-0 shutout over Chilton last week. Now it's a date with Winnebago Lutheran on Halloween. Let's bring in head coach Scott Hilbert. Coach, before we jump into the postseason talk, your group won the flyway, went 9-0 in the regular season. What did it take from this squad to accomplish a feat like that? And was there any part of this team that surprised you in terms of just how well they've been able to execute so far?
You know, at the beginning of the year, you never really know where you can set realistic goals, and you don't want to set unrealistic goals. We basically told our guys that we're not in a position to put a ceiling on this team at all, and quite frankly, I didn't really know what to expect. Worked hard coming in the off season, but we had a lot of holes being filled by some athletes that didn't have a whole lot of experience. But it just took a lot of hard work, a lot of great consistency. We've had some good luck with health. And we have a group of kids that just like to be together. They got great chemistry. We got great leaders, and they execute really well all year, and we got it done.
It helps to have a group that really buys in there, Coach. How did the level of competition in the Flyaway Conference, a league that features Lomira, defending D6 champ, St. Mary's Springs, Winnebago Lutheran, how did that prepare you for the postseason in general?
The same way it does every year. You know, you know you're going to see physical opponents that get you ready for the grind of the playoffs. Anytime you want to win at this level, you got to be able to run the ball and stop the run. And the Flyaway Conference gets you ready for that more than anyone else. This year, the Flyaway is wide open, so it was real competitive. We really didn't know who the favorites were coming into the year, and that showed to be true. As you know, a lot of the games were really tight, even like the one we had at WLA in week 3, where it was a 1-point game.
I'm looking up and down the schedule here, Coach, and I see 5 of your team's 10 wins now, including the postseason victory last week, have ended in shutouts. So who are some of your captains on defense that you want to shout out, and who are some of your leaders who have helped contribute when it comes to putting up a big old goose egg on the scoreboard?
Man, there's so many names. You're afraid to do it, but I guess one we got to start with is Owen Staker. He was our returning honorable mention All-State athlete from last year, and he's the one guy in the trenches that goes both ways all the time. So I got to give a shout-out to him. And I'm going to stay on course with that theme, and that is the 3 people on our team that have to play Ironman football, meaning they got to be on the field the whole way, both offense and defense. And we got one person at every level. So, you know, Houston, that's Owen's older brother. He's used to me calling that. Owen on the defensive line. At linebacker, we got Landon Baker. You know, he's our main running back. He gets most of the carries, but he never gets to leave the field and plays linebacker. And on the back end, we got Emerson Middlestad, who's our quarterback. He doesn't get to leave the field at all, being able to call defense on both sides of the ball. So those 3 guys, you know, they're the ones that brought back the most experience from a year, primarily. And they just do a great job of just, you know, just keeping everyone steady, no matter who's in the field.
Ironman, I absolutely love that, and it definitely exemplifies what those guys have accomplished for you so far. Coach, looking at the level 1 blowout, your squad found itself up 31-0 by the halftime break. A 1 seed fell in the D3 bracket to Whitefish Bay, so 1 seeds are not immune in 2025. What did your group need to execute at a high level to get out to that fast start and leave nothing to doubt?
Well, we just had to stop, you know, what they're good at. You know, their quarterback is a pretty good dual threat quarterback. You know, he likes to run the ball and he can throw it effectively, and they had some matchup problems out there. Chilton's also really big. You know, they had 250-pound average across the offensive line. No, they're big. So our guys have to come out and play physical once again. Got to run the ball and you got to stop the run. And we're able to get it done. Chilton was dealing with quite a bit of injuries, it seemed. So our guys went out and set the tone early and kept it going throughout the night.
Yeah, you guys accomplished that right from the jump. Now it's a date with a familiar opponent, WLA. They gave you your closest battle of the regular season. Your Cardinals prevailed 14-7 back on September 5th. Coach, what takeaways did you have from that matchup about a month and a half ago here? And what does having a recent matchup with a conference opponent do to this chess match that coaches have to do against each other come postseason time?
Well, that game, you know, what I mentioned before, it was a physical, grinded-out kind of flyaway conference game. And it wasn't pretty by any stretch for either team. Both teams suffered some unfortunate penalties and bad breaks at inopportune times. But it was very well matched. I mean, the statistics and the score and everything was pretty much right down the level. you know, going into the second time you play, you always got to ask your questions. Are they going to do what worked the first time, and why wouldn't they? And or are they going to change things up because they know that you got film on them, and maybe they're going to do something different? So that's a chess match that starts right away. You know, what's the game plan going to be? What's going to be the same? What's going to be different? You got to be ready for both as we come into it. Since that time, though, both teams have had a great opportunity to kind of realize what their strengths and weaknesses are. And we've been leaning into those, and we have, and so have they. So I expect the game to be very similar in terms of it's going to be real competitive. It's going to come down to who can have the least amount of mistakes and who can allow the least amount of big plays. But ultimately, it's going to come down to, you know, the two teams leaning on what they do really well, and we're going to find out who the better team is this time.
Yeah, building right off that, Gannon Schwartz, he was a problem against Arcadia in Level 1, 287 rushing yards, 4 touchdowns. How do you go about containing somebody like that who puts up those numbers?
Well, he was a problem for us the first time around, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think about someone like Gannon, when he plays at the quarterback position, he's got the ball in his hand every single play. And so whether it's a design run or it's him just scrambling to make plays, you know, he's always got that opportunity to be effective. So against us, it was more of him making plays off of some opportunities that weren't there, and him being able to use his speed, you know, to create those things. And again, lately has been running with power too, so his confidence is improving. He's definitely a threat, and they have good enough athletes around them, you know, to counterpunch that as well. So you can't just focus all your resources on him because you got so many other things you got to think about.
Coach, last one for you, and I appreciate the time as always. Looking at the forecast for this one, it might get a little wet at the very least. We're seeing temperatures down in the 40s, maybe even the 30s in the later phases of this Level 2 contest. How does that type of weather become advantageous for the play that your squad and even WLA has too, with two teams that like to keep it on the ground?
Yeah. Well, my whole life, which has been around football, we've always known that teams that want to be successful in November are the running teams that run vertically. And that's the kind of ball program that we have. You know, the last few falls, it hasn't really materialized to be necessary. Mm-hmm. The state's been able to throw the ball more in November because our weather has been cooperating. But it's going to be cooler and a little wet, maybe a little frosty on the field. You know, that tends to be advantageous to us, you know, with the vertical run. And hopefully the track's just slippery enough to slow Gannon down a little bit.
There we go. Coach Hilbert, thank you so much for the time. As always, we do appreciate it here. Best of luck on Friday. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, I appreciate the time. Thank you.
That was Scott Hilbert, head coach of the Mayville Cardinals football team. It is Mayville hosting Winnebago Lutheran for a Level 2 battle. Reporting for 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, I'm Corey Sparks.